Joining us this afternoon, local bodybuilder Blake Gauthier. Blake, I read about your story online. It is quite a story. We'll get to that in a second. But first, I want to ask you, the whole reason that people are reading about you online is because of a contest that's going on with Muscle and Fitness. Tell us about that and how you got involved with it.
I saw they were advertising the contest online. I believe it was on their Instagram page. And so I threw my name in for it, never thinking I'd be picked to be a part of the contest. And now I'm actually, I just checked, and I'm in fifth place in the second round with just over 2 days left to go before the next round.
So this is a contest where people vote. I voted for you yesterday, and obviously people locally are getting behind you. How does that make you feel?
It feels so surreal. 3 years ago when I was laying in a hospital bed after a heart attack, I never thought I'd see the day I'd be being called a bodybuilder, and let alone be in a contest to be in a major magazine. It's something I want to do is just change the demographic of the people that are featured in these magazines instead of the pro bodybuilders who have been fit their entire lives. Show somebody who's gone through some hardship and has come through the other side. And I'm hoping to motivate other people to realize it's never too late to follow your dreams.
Well, let's talk about that transformation, Blake, because I was blown away by it. It all started with that heart attack. Why don't you tell our listeners what you did after that?
Once I got out of the hospital, I'd also damaged my left knee when I fell from the heart attack, which hampered my recovery a little bit. But after my knee surgery, I just started with the crutches, just trying to walk to the back of my yard and then back to the house, and just every day just trying to walk that little bit further, try to push myself a little bit more. And little by little, the weight started to come off. And as of this morning, I'm down just over 290 pounds in 3.5 years. I'll be 47 in October, and I actually have abs, which I never thought I'd see in my life.
It's an incredible transformation, Blake. I mean, I saw it online. I've posted it on our Facebook page so people can see your before and after picture. And you are sculpted, my man. How do you do it?
I know it's cliche, but it happens in the kitchen. I weigh everything I eat. I have a meal plan that I follow. I eat 6 meals a day, lean protein, very limited complex carbs. I think I would kill for something sweet like cheesecake right now, but I'm trying not to think about that.
Well, you are.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that I have a couple more goals that I'm trying to reach. I have a photo shoot this week in Ottawa with Coco King, who's quite the name for herself. Another shoot in Mississauga on the 18th, and then I'll be doing my first bodybuilding show in Toronto on September 11th.
That is
After September, I'm going to indulge in a couple of sweets. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, nice. You deserve it for sure. Blake, you are certainly an inspiration to so many people. I think this is absolutely awesome. So if you win this Muscle and Fitness contest, what does it involve? What happens?
I will be in Muscle and Fitness magazine. They're going to be running a 2-page article with pictures. And there's also a $20,000 cash prize that comes along with it. And what I'm going to do if I do win with that cash prize is I've registered myself as a business. I'm finishing off the course to become a personal trainer because I want to use that money to help other people reach their fitness dreams as well. And I actually have a meeting with some people this afternoon. I'm starting my own apparel line as well, Silverback Button Clothing.
That's awesome. How can folks vote for you, Blake?
On my Facebook page as well as my Instagram account, I'm at the Silverback Viking on Instagram. I have the link that you can vote for me on both of my bios on those two social media platforms.
Awesome. We encourage folks to do that. I got to know, though, Blake, where does Silverback Viking come from? Because I was intrigued when I saw your Instagram handle.
I got that nickname quite a few years ago before I ever started working out. I was playing poker with some friends. There was some beverages involved. And I'm 6'7", so I'm not a small guy, especially when I was 500-plus pounds. And my friends were arguing if I looked more like a Viking or a gorilla. And after several beverages, we agreed that it was kind of half and half, and that's where Silverback Viking originated from.
That is an awesome handle. I love it. It's very rock and roll, Blake. Well, thanks for doing this. We wish you all the best. As I said on my Facebook post that we put on our page yesterday, let's get behind one of our own, Blake, and we encourage folks to vote for you and continued success. You're an inspiration.
Well, thank you very much, Mitch. I really appreciate that.